Mike Bubb continues to tell us more about high-speed internet for all of Taylor County.
The contract that we just signed says that the construction of the network has to be done within 10 months of the signing of the contract. So internet access should be dramatically improved in Taylor County by the end of 2021. We're going to be laying 74 miles of fiber optic cable underneath the ground. The company will be hiring subcontractors. We've asked them to hire as many local contractors as possible, and they have already done that. So they will be using subcontractors to bury it, but then they will be selling the services. But one of the things that we did is that we required when we signed this contract that it has to be an open network because we want competition. So any other internet service provider that wants to use this network can. Now, they have to lease the fiber, but they can also get on the network because we believe the way to control the cost is have competition. So the days of where you can only get it from Company A in this part of the county and Company B in that part of the county, we want there to be A, B, and C all over the county because then we believe the price will go down. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with some of the companies like Charter and TDS now that they have more direct competition. Hopefully, the prices will improve for everybody. So we borrowed, county board approved on a 17-0 vote, which is rare for the county, to spend $9.5 million to build this network. But here's the thing. We own the fiber. So we're going to be leasing what's called dark fiber. So dark fiber is fiber that's not used. Fiber optic is actually glass tube. And when it's lit, it's called lit fiber because it's lit like a light. When it's not lit, it's dark fiber. We'll be leasing dark fiber. The projections on us leasing this fiber, we will be paying back this loan in about 8 years. After those 8 years, we're going to continue to lease the fiber. We will be generating revenue for Taylor County. So we believe that this network is going to turn into a revenue source that should help control the future taxes of Taylor County. It's a unique proposal. We did a lot of research across the country, and we found that there are other people that are doing this. In fact, the company that we hired is doing this in 25 states right now. Part of the build-out is that we're connecting 31 sites. So we're going to be connecting the county buildings, the city buildings, the schools, the libraries, town halls, villages to provide internet access. But then off of that network, if you can imagine like a spider web, mm-hmm. that once you have something laid out, then now you can branch out on it. So yes, Wainwright absolutely will be providing, will be offering services to the residents of the city of Medford. And in fact, because of this network, and we will be able to be offer in the future 5G. A lot of people think 5G network would never come to a small town because I'm going to get real technical for a minute. You have to have these small cells like so many feet apart in order for 5G to work. And why would you build that in Medford, Wisconsin? Well, Wainwright has already built this in 10 cities smaller than the city of Medford. And it's functioning today. So for us to have the new future technology, 5G, and whatever comes next, we're laying enough fiber to make that happen for Taylor County. So maybe, Russ, instead of you driving your car to work because of a 5G network, you'll have a driverless car and you'll be drinking your coffee and your car will drive itself. I'm not so sure I want that, but the possibility is there.